Taking a look at sports, of course, the main story still remains Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin. It appears he is showing signs of improvement in the hospital, that according to his uncle. He still is on a ventilator after going into a cardiac arrest on Monday night. They had to restart his heart twice on the field. This is just an amazing story. He's still sedated. And hopefully, knock on wood, he'll come out of this just fine with his life and potentially his football life. But if not, he'll come out with his life, which is what everybody is hoping for. And I do have to say, some of the media commentary on this has just been absolutely horrible. You had one media person talk more importantly about rescheduling the game than what happened to the player. And then just yesterday, during a media conversation, ESPN analyst Bart Scott basically said this, that DeMar Hamlin didn't expect T. Higgins to launch his body into him. Shut up. Shut up. It's football. He didn't launch his body into him. He went in for a tackle. You know, it's comments like this, and it's comments made by the other commentator that, you know, they got to reschedule this game. At this particular point, you think about the family. You think about the player. You think about the players that were on the field. And Lord Almighty, you think about the player involved who was running the ball. You know, who made contact. You know, you worry about all this. As most professional football players have said, and almost all that I've heard that are active, you go into this game and you know it's a dangerous game and you know you're going to get injured at one time or another. You know you're going to break a bone. You know you might lose a limb or something. Michael Irvin said it the best. You go into the game thinking you're going to get hurt, you may lose a limb, but you never, ever, it doesn't cross your mind that you'll lose your life. And that's going to change now. It's going to change. And like I said, all we can think about right now, forget about the playoffs, forget about all that. Let's put positive energy towards the player who's fighting for his life. Let's hope we can see some good news come out of this. And all the other commentary, and just zip it. Just zip it. Honest to gosh. This is what gets people mad at the media when they start doing things like this. All right, with that being said, let's take a look at some sports of other sorts. We will actually look at the NFL because they do have a game coming up this weekend. They have a bunch of games. There is no Thursday night football that is done for the season. So we don't have to worry about a game being played until this weekend. If you're a Giant fan, you don't have to worry. The Giants are in. So you don't have to worry. You can sit the game and watch it. The Bills are scheduled to play the Patriots. All right, the Jets are scheduled to play the Dolphins. You look at other games, the Giants, of course, scheduled against the Eagles. It's a must-win game for the Eagles if they want to hold on to that first place in the NFC. A must-game for them. Lions and the Packers. Packers have to win to get in. So that should be interesting. All right, that is professional football. Now let's move on to basketball. See what games were played yesterday. The Celtics lost to the Thunder 150-117. Woof. That is a thumping. 150-117. No other local team played yesterday. Coming up tonight, we'll see who plays. The Knicks take on the Spurs at 7:30. And the Nets take on the Bulls at 8 p.m. Let's move on to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Islanders defeated the Canucks 6-2. I think they're the only local team that played yesterday. Coming up today, the Devils take on the Red Wings. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Canadiens. The Devils take on the Blues. The Islanders take on the Oilers. And the Bruins take on the Kings. NCAA men's basketball. Top 25 teams yesterday. Fresno State defeated 21 New Mexico 71-67. Number 6 Texas lost to Kansas State 116-103. Number 11 Virginia fell to Pittsburgh 68-65. Finally, number 3, Kansas gets a win, 75-72 over Texas Tech. Number 7, Alabama over Mississippi, 84-62. And number 14, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 63-40. In women's basketball, number 5, UConn defeated Butler, 80-47. College football is not done yet. The championship game comes up on Monday, January the 9th. The Horned Toads, number 3 TCU against number 1 Georgia. And that, as I said, that game comes up on Monday night at 7:30. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning.